From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting multiple bombings in Syria amid talk of a ceasefire. More than 140 people are killed, nearly 200 wounded in multiple suicide bombings in Syria. The attacks Sunday in Damascus and Homs were claimed by the Islamic State. Anas Kasser is a Damascus shopkeeper.
We've been living like this for 5 years now. We're always following the news and we're waiting for the good news. Nobody knows when the good news is coming.
In Amman, Jordan, Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry had a possible good news with the provisional agreement made with Russia for a ceasefire across Syria.
And I know how much work remains, and I don't know if everyone is going to meet their commitments. I can't vouch for that. The United States can't make certain of that. But what we do know and what we can make certain of is this. Peace is better than more war.
His comments came after conversations with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Russia, however, says it will not stop its airstrikes in support of pro-government forces, even with the cessation of hostilities. Mr. Kerry also met Sunday with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to discuss recurring violence in the West Bank and Jerusalem, 6 months of attacks by Palestinians on Israeli civilians, police, and soldiers. It left more than 160 Palestinians, nearly 30 Israelis, 2 Americans, and an Eritrean dead. Counting has begun in Niger's presidential and legislative elections after polls closed Sunday. The results not expected until later this week. Mahamadou Issoufou is running for a second 5-year term. He's competing with 14 other candidates, including Senyi Omaro, who leads an opposition coalition, and Ama Amadou, who has been detained on charges related to a baby trafficking ring. This is VOA News. In a